You're listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta edition. I am your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. This is going to be a fun conversation.
Conversation about cooking and eating. Two of my favorite things.
Both of our favorite things and the two things we are best at,
absolutely.
I suspect. Certainly eating, as you can tell, if this is why we do radio. So, God, this is going to be a great conversation. Now, we've not had this gentleman on the show before. He's got a new book, just came out yesterday. Executive chef at one of the great restaurants here in Metro Atlanta. It's going to be a fun conversation. Let's say hello to Pano Kirites. He is the executive chef of Kima. He's the corporate chef for the Buckhead Life Restaurant Group and the author of a brand new book called Modern Greek Cooking. Pano, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I don't know where to start. Asking you about you and your background could take us quite a while. So why don't you just do a quick overview of kind of where you came from and how you got to this part today?
Well, I was born in Savannah, raised in Atlanta. My father, Pano Kirites, is also an executive chef and legendary restaurateur. So he's got the Bucket Life Restaurant Group. He started in 1979 with Pano's and Paul's and went on to open and create 17 concepts and duplicated 3, so all total 20. And we have restaurants in Atlanta, South Florida. So at age 15, I started cooking for them. And I started cooking at Pano's and Paul's. Ever since then, I cooked in about 3 or 4 of his restaurants. I went on to college, to Florida State University. I graduated at Florida International University with a hospitality management degree. And then went on to Culinary Institute of America, which is one of the top culinary schools in the world. And from there, I stayed in New York, and I cooked at 2 restaurants. One, La Bernardin, which is one of the top seafood restaurants in the world. And I cooked for Chef Eric Rupert, and did so for about 2.5 years. And I went on to spend another 2 years for Jean-Georges Van Gerechten, where his restaurant, Jean-Georges, is at the Trump International Hotel, and moved out to Napa Valley and cooked in Yountville for Thomas Keller of the French Laundry, and had a great time out there and came home and opened up Kima with the family. So
that's worth the interview just hearing that pedigree there. I mean, I think he's established his credentials that he can put out a cookbook.
What do you think? I think so. He probably can cook too, write a cookbook.
Just a little bit.
I do want to ask one quick question before we get into the cookbook itself, which is what we're really here to talk about. But for those listening who are not familiar with Kima, kind of give us a quick overview of what that joint's all about.
Yeah, so Kima is a Greek seafood restaurant. So in Greece, you have different concepts like we do here in the States. Here in the States, we have barbecue, or we'll have, you know, Northeastern, you know, we'll have California style. So, you know, you have your regional cooking in Greece, and you have your restaurants, you have your tavernas, you have your tapas style restaurants called Mezothopalians, and then you have your Sado tavernas, which is a seafood tavern. So Kima is sort of a seafood tavern. And what that means is we have a long list of appetizers called meze, and meze, which is featured in the book, are small sort of tapas-like sized appetizers. So the idea is they're meant to be shared, and that's what people do. So whether you're coming in with friends, family, or it's that first date and you want to get to know, you know, that guy or girl, or whether you are on business and you just want to kind of like break the ice, Kima's been that sort of restaurant for everybody in Atlanta that, you know, you can come in and order these great selection of meze, get to know each other a little bit better, or just spend quality time with the people that you love, and then get into some entrees, dessert, Greek wine, a little bit of ouzo, a little bit of music. It's been sort of like a fun restaurant for me to run for about 17 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sold. Let's go.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Forget the interview. Let's go eat.
Yeah, no kidding.
So what was the inspiration for the cookbook?
So the inspiration came from just years of people asking me to do a cookbook.
Right.
You know, people come to the restaurant, they want certain recipes, and we give it to them. I go on food and wine festivals. I go on tours. We have restaurants down in South Florida, like I said, and we get into spaces where people, you know, have asked me time and time again. So I finally decided to do a book when I also wanted to document the recipes that we've done. It's, you know, it had been some time that I'd been at the restaurant, and I wanted to document it not only, you know, for Kima, for all the staffs that have been there, for our guests that have been there, but then also for myself, and also something to just pass on down, which is, you know, it wound up becoming a very high-end fancy food journal. So,
yummy.
That's kind of like the inspiration behind it.
Yeah, I love it. Well, you know, Carol, I mean, another way to answer that question is the years. He's going through his bio and his pedigrees there of all the different places he served. I'm talking about some of the top places to eat on the planet. but then growing up with the family and cooking with the family from earliest years. I mean, what I love about, and we recently lost Anthony Bourdain, right? And so what I loved about that story was the years unfamous when he was toiling in the back of a kitchen, working on the craft and learning about things. That's when the real magic happens. Someday you become frontline and famous and well-known, put out a book. But talk about growing up the family and cooking with them, because that had to inform and shape a lot of how you prepare food today.
Absolutely. Growing up in a Greek household means that you're surrounded by food, a lot of love, and religion. So we live near the church. We're about a mile away. And my grandmother came to live with us when I was 8. So between, you know, going to church and staying after church for all the little festivals or food preparations or things that we do there, or coming home and experiencing what it was like to have a grandmother who was cooking every single day, and a mother who would also jump in, and then a father who was opening up all these restaurants. I was just always surrounded by food. I have a brother and a sister as well. So we grew up that way. So first cooking became a family thing, and then it became a passionate thing. And, you know, my father had asked me what I wanted to do for my first summer job when I was 15. And I've told this story before, and it's in the book. He gave me a week, and I came back to him a week later, and he said, "So what's it going to be?" And I said, "Well, I want to work at a TCBY yogurt." And, you know, I want to serve yogurt, and all those little girls are going to come up to the counter, and I'm going to have a good time.
Ulterior motives, yes.
And he said, the hell you're not. He said, until you come up with a stronger plan, you're going to work for me. And he put me at Panos and Paul's, which this was Atlanta's premier restaurant, and every night was a Saturday night, and every night was intense. Every night was extremely serious. We had all the politicians coming, actors, actresses, the who's who, anniversaries. People were getting engaged there every night. So a lot of pressure to walk into, and being 15, nonetheless, and I sort of got broken into the business right there, and I never looked back. So it was a memory in my mind that I'll never forget. And working in that restaurant and being underneath my dad, seeing how he worked, his attention to detail, his relentless ways of keeping quality up and not serving anything that wasn't what it was supposed to be. And the chefs around him, the servers around him, the management around him, just everybody always being on that same page. So I started off on the right foot.
Yeah, methinks the old man served you well with that advice, so based on everything you've done since. All right, Pano, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Hi there, I'm Ty Pennington. I've been in construction for a long time, and I can promise you this. You can trust a Jackson EMC Right Choice home to be designed and built to the highest standards. The thorough inspection process has quality control built right in, which means savings and comfort for you. It's all part of Jackson EMC's promise. Energy efficient homes guaranteed. Ask your Jackson EMC representative for complete warranty terms and conditions.
And we're back with Pano Kyriotassis, the author of a new book, Modern Greek Cooking.
So Pano, let's talk about the cookbook. How's it organized? What's in it? What can we expect?
Yeah, so I did the cookbook sample almost 2.5 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And the Rizzoli is the publisher that picked it up. So they've been great to work with. And, you know, the book is like a normal book where you have appetizers, entrees, desserts. The appetizers are broken up into vegetarian, seafood, and meat, but they're also broken up into what is Greek mm-hmm. as well. And so what's Greek with appetizers are spreads, pies, which are made out of phyllo pastry, mm-hmm. and then octopus.
Ooh.
And so it's six chapters that make up the appetizers. And then a normal cookbook usually has about 30% of it appetizers, and this one bumped up to 50.
Oh, wow.
So that's pretty cool. Good representation of Greece, Greek food, sharing, and also kima. The entrees are broken up into also vegetarian, seafood, and meat, but we introduced whole fish cookery, which is very strong in Greece, as well as kima, and then avgolimino. And avgolimino is a technique of braising proteins, items, and then pulling those proteins and items out of the broth and taking that broth, thickening it with a little bit of egg yolk, and then seasoning it with salt, pepper, and lemon juice. Mm. And then we go into dessert. So that's sort of like how the book flows. And what I like about it is that when I read Greek cookbooks, Mediterranean books, you know, we've done a focus now with these subchapters that doesn't exist. We don't just give you one octopus recipe. You have six. So you really have six opportunities to really make this at home.
Mm-hmm.
And the recipes that are in the book were all purposefully reformatted if need be to make sure that they could be easily made at home. So while the book is pretty and looks good and could be perfect on a tabletop, it also is real. And so everything from the octopus recipes to the pies, to all the different little appetizers and mezze, mm-hmm. the entrees, the big, huge focus is no matter what it is, even if it's whole fish and you've never cooked that before, we're going to give you techniques that are going to make it easy and you can give it a shot.
Well, is there a recipe for someone who's not? See, I'm a preparer. Right? I follow a recipe. I keep things neat and organized. That's not what a chef is. A chef's got stuff happening a million and they're creating art. But for someone who's just kind of new into this or not very good at it, is there a dish that you'd say, here's a good way to start it? Like when I gave my wife Julia Child's French cookbook, she dove right in and tried to cook the beef bourguignon. It was a 20-hour day, you know? So is there something that would get someone off and say, this is going to be fun and I'm going to really get into this and enjoy this?
Absolutely. You know, the recipes are simple as they are, and there are definitely some go-tos that you can get right into, like the quinoa salad. And, mm-hmm. you know, I've been doing quinoa ever since we opened the restaurant, and it's obviously a trend and a healthy trend. And so we treat the quinoa salad as you would a bulgur salad.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of like, you know, a lot of things we do with the book. And it's simply, you know, cook the quinoa as you would a pilaf. And then when it's done, we're going to give you a recipe that helps you flavor it with extra virgin olive oil and lemon juice. Give you some ingredients that you can add to it, like toasted pine nuts, mm-hmm. thin sliced scallions, and finish it off, you know, with a little bit of lemon juice, salt, pepper, and it's the tastiest, easiest thing that you can make, and it'll go alongside anything that you're doing at home. Whether you're going to pull it the next recipe out of the book, or maybe you're just doing that grilled piece of chicken breast, or mm-hmm. pork loin, or even steak or lamb chop.
I'll do one of each, please.
Yeah. And now you've got this quinoa salad that goes along with it.
Mm. Yeah.
That sounds great. You mentioned dessert. What's your favorite dessert recipe in the book?
Mm-hmm. Well, my favorite dessert recipe that I really am excited for everyone to try is the little Greek donuts, the loukoumades.
Oh, yeah.
And so we've got this great little recipe, very easy to put together, five ingredients, and you let it sit out room temp, and the yeast inside the batter rises, and there's no right or wrong way to punch it down. And then once you get it to the, you know, the right timing and consistency, then you get to make these little donuts. And
that sounds fun.
At home.
Yeah.
And so I think that's going to be fun for a lot of people to try them. And also for all these kids out there with their moms making donuts.
Well, speaking of kids and novices, what tips do you have for aspiring chefs?
Well, for young aspiring chefs, the most important thing is to pay attention to techniques and understand that, you know, there are different ways of doing recipes and items. But, you know, if you stick with the specifics, you'll see commonalities that'll wind up giving you a repertoire that helps you become more easier to get into a kitchen and actually start moving.
Right.
So repetition's huge, and it comes, you know, it comes with a lot of practice. But stick with some techniques. Do them over and over and over again, because all you're going to do is get better at all of them.
Right.
And then once you get better at all of them, then you can fly in a kitchen and you can actually do more recipes and learn.
Yeah, then it gets fun, and then you can get creative, and you can try different things and push the envelope here and try this there. And that's when it comes. For the way I prepare food, which is therein lies the issue, I prepare food. That's not how you're really supposed to do it, in my opinion. I want to wrap the conversation. We got a couple of exciting book launch yesterday. You had the big kickoff luncheon yesterday. You got the big launch party tonight. Before we go there and wrap on that, you do have a new line of olive oils coming out, right?
That's right.
That sparked my attention.
Yeah, so it's always been important for me to bring to the States some Greek products that I feel, you know, I can, with my contacts, bring, number one. Number two, bring things that are tastier than what we have. And olive oil from Crete, feta cheese, olives. We're going to be doing two types, and then honey. And it's pretty amazing stuff, and I'm excited about it. And we've actually been bringing in the olive oil, so it's something that has been well received, and we're serving it on the tables and pouring it, and people are buying it and taking it home.
That's awesome.
So is that the only place you can get it now, is in the store?
Right now, the olive oils and the honeys are at Kema.
Okay.
They're at Preachy. Mm-hmm. They're at the Atlanta Fish Market and Corner Cafe.
Okay. Good to know. All right. So again, the book launched yesterday, Modern Greek Cooking, 100 Recipes for Mezze, Main Dishes and Desserts. So the luncheon yesterday, I suspect, went well. I'm sure people were well fed.
Absolutely. It was a great tasting. And a lot of our, you know, Kema fans were there. And then a lot of fans of the fact that this book has been coming out were there too. So book is kind of drawn on both, which is awesome.
Well, as you said, you've been gently encouraged to write this thing for a long, long time. Yes. So they're finally getting their wish. And the big launch party tonight, what can we expect there?
Well, we've got live music. Mm-hmm. We've got pass hors d'oeuvres. And we've got wines and cocktails. And so, you know, it's a time to come in, celebrate, and leave with a book. And of course, I'll be signing them. And we'll have retail products available. Not only will the olive oils be there and the honeys and all that good stuff, but other items that are in the cookbook that will get you started on some Greek items that you won't just find at a normal store. So
outstanding.
It's exciting.
It sounds great. Good luck tonight. I suspect it'll be a roaring launch for this new great cookbook. So, panel, before we let you go, a couple of administrative things here. Should people want to find out more information about Kema, where do they go? What about the Buckhead Life Restaurant Group? And then most importantly, where do they get their hands on a copy of the new cookbook, Modern Greek Cooking?
So anytime you want information on the restaurants of Buckhead Life Restaurant Group, you'll go to www.buckheadrestaurants.com. And anything that's going on with the cookbook, you can go to chefpano.com. And that includes also any of the retail items that we have.
Okay, good.
As far as the book, it's eventually going to be in all the restaurants. We just started putting it into Kema. You know, we're going to figure out how to get them down into South Florida restaurants so that at some point in time, they'll all be available in the restaurants. My advice is if you want a signed cookbook, it's now available. Come to Kema and I'll be there and we'll sign a book and eat some food and drink some wine and have some fun.
I'm in.
Sold. Sounds good to me.
All right. Panel Kiritasis, the executive chef of Kema, the corporate chef of the Buckhead Life Restaurant Group, and the author of the brand new book, Modern Greek Cooking. Panel, it's great to have you. Thanks again for stopping by and good luck tonight.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. That wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schneck. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for tuning in and listening. And we'll look forward to seeing you again right here tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denham Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denham Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.